This is VOA News. I'm Gene Randall. Russian opposition leader Alexei Navalny has been released from jail after nearly 2 months. Navalny has faced a series of charges for his opposition activism. In March, he was barred from taking part in the country's presidential election because of a conviction on financial crimes. The American evangelical pastor who was freed by Turkey early this weekend knelt next to President Trump Saturday at the White House and prayed for him.
Lord God, I ask that you pour out your Holy Spirit on President Trump, that you give him supernatural wisdom to accomplish all the plans you have for this country and for him.
Andrew Brunson also expressed his appreciation for the strong U.S. pressure on Turkey that led to his release. Mr. Trump said he was grateful to Turkish President Erdogan. Brunson had been charged with terrorism and spying and faced up to 35 years in prison. 15 migrants, including children, were killed when their truck veered off a road in western Turkey and crashed. No immediate word on their nationalities. On Saturday, 11 other migrants were killed in Greece when their car collided head-on with a truck. It's thought they had recently crossed the border into Greece from Turkey. Malaysia's former Deputy Prime Minister Anwar Ibrahim continues his political comeback with a win in his country's parliamentary election this weekend. That moves the 71-year-old politician a step closer to the top job. Malaysia's 93-year-old Prime Minister Mahathir Mohamad says he'll resign in 2 years to make way for Anwar to succeed him. A caravan of more than 1,000 Honduran men, women, and children, including infants, has set out for Mexico, where some will seek refugee status while others try to get visas for the United States. According to Reuters, most of the people said they were fleeing death threats, extortion, and violence from powerful street gangs in Honduras. U.S. President Donald Trump repeated his past criticism of such caravans, saying, quote, "In many cases, you have really bad people coming in and using children." This is VOA News. Pope Francis today canonized Salvadoran Archbishop Oscar Romero and Pope Paul VI. Romero was gunned down by right-wing death squads while celebrating Mass in an El Salvador hospital chapel in 1980. An advocate for the poor, he was known as the voice of those without a voice. Romero had denounced the violence of the country's military dictatorship. Paul VI presided over the reforms of the Second Vatican Council that modernized the Catholic Church, which included allowing Mass to be celebrated in local languages rather than in Latin. President Trump suggests he is weighing his options in the case of Saudi dissident and journalist Jamal Khashoggi. At issue, the suspected Saudi government role in his disappearance in Istanbul. We have a report from AP's Ben Thomas.
As of this moment, nobody knows what happened.
But President Trump says it's not looking good for Jamal Khashoggi, and he'd be very upset if it turns out that Saudi Arabia did order his killing. The Washington Post columnist is a U.S. resident and a critic of the Saudi government. Trump says the U.S. response would be tough, but asked whether that might include canceling arms sales, he says,
I actually think we'd be punishing ourselves if we did that.
Trump adds,
if they don't buy it from us, they're going to buy it from Russia, or they're going to buy it from China, or they're going to buy it from other countries.
And that, he says, would cost American jobs. Ben Thomas, Washington.
A deadly storm has taken a terrible toll on a peak in the Himalayas in western Nepal. We have a report from Reuters correspondent Ed Giles.
A group of South Korean climbers have been killed in Nepal after their expedition on a Himalayan peak was hit by a storm. Nepali police said that at least seven climbers were killed in the accident, including the South Koreans and their Nepali guides. Nine climbers in total were missing after the storm. Police said the seven bodies were found by villagers who reached the base of the remote Mount Gurja in the country's west. The area is very difficult to reach by foot. It's Nepal's worst climbing accident in 2 years.
In Somalia, there have been two deadly explosions in the town of Baidoa, northwest of the capital, Mogadishu. At least 15 people were killed, another 30 wounded. The first blast came when a suicide bomber tossed a grenade at a busy restaurant. The other, when minutes later, another suicide bomber plowed his vehicle into the nearby Bilan Hotel. The Al-Qaeda-linked Al-Shabaab extremist group claimed responsibility for the attacks. Al-Shabaab controlled Baidoa between 2009 and 2012 before being driven out by Ethiopian-backed government forces. For more news all the time, you can go to voanews.com. Gene Randall, VOA News.